Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Where we're at, so we eat at home a lot, and I really enjoy doing that. I enjoy trying to make new things during the colder months. Probably every weekend, the Kingdom Heirs at Dollywood, I bring in a crock pot of some type of food, and we sit around and eat, whether that be chili or some kind of soup or buffalo chicken dip, something like that. But I love to cook, and that's something that I don't really talk about a whole lot, but I love to do it and do it pretty often.
That's Chris Bryant, and now I'm hungry. Here are the Kingdom Heirs at number 9, Until Prayer Changes Me.
Sometimes my burdens bring me to my knees with problems I don't understand. I ask God to change it so I can arrange it according to my master plan. But when I remember who parted the sea and hung all the stars in the blue, I stop and surrender to the only heart mender who knows just what I need to do. Like all God's children, I'm not on my own. He walks every long, weary night. But here on my journey, I get discouraged, and sometimes it's so hard to smile. But God sees each heartache that calls me to fear and tempt me to doubt what I know. Through all my despairing, He never stopped caring. So down to
from their album No Better Time, the Kingdom Heirs, Until Prayer Changes Me. At number 8 on the top 20, Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound Quartet climb up 11 spots with their new single, You'll Find Him There.
Go out, Elijah, out to the mountain. Wait for the Lord to pass by. Go out, Elijah, the Lord, he will bless thee. He's heard your desperate cry. There was a wind, a mighty wind, but no, he wasn't in the wind.
There was a fire,
a blaze of fire, but no, he wasn't in the fire. There was a big earthquake moving under his feet. Shake, still the Lord he did not see. He heard a still small voice that gently filled the air.
He found him there.
He found him there.
He found him there.
Go out, children, out to the mountain. Wait for the Lord to pass by. Children, the Lord, he will bless thee. He's heard your desperate cry.
There'll be a wind,
a mighty wind, but no, he won't be in the wind.
There'll be a fire,
a raging fire, but no, he won't be in the fire. There'll be a big earthquake moving under your feet. And though the ground will shake, still the Lord you will not see. You'll hear a still small voice that gently fills the air.
You'll find him there.
You'll find him there.
You'll find him there.
It's Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound Quartet at number 8. The countdown continues in a moment. Plus, we'll enjoy another countdown bonus cut. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
Welcome back as we count down the top 20 songs in Southern Gospel. At number 7, we enjoy the Hoppers. Dean Hopper talks about the song.
You always need good, fast songs, and they're hard to come by. And so Lee Black had submitted a song, and we listened to that. Lee Black and actually Sue Smith was the other writer, which is two great writers. Wow. That's one thing about this album. It's got 19 songwriters with just 10 songs. There's so many collaborations on the album, and three great producers, Larry Goss, Wayne Hahn, Michael Sykes. But that song we start with just about every night. It's catchy, it's up-tempo, it just features the whole group.
That's Dean Hopper, and here are the Hoppers at number 7, Glory Up Ahead.
Trials and troubles have marked this.
7, Glory Up Ahead. That's the Hoppers. At number 6, Scotty Inman checks in with a song that he does with Jason Crabb and Charlotte Ritchie. It's called The Man on the Middle Cross.
Lots of folks got lots of ways, hoping to make it through the pearly gates. Just do some good, live like they should, trusting that's all it's gonna take. But I know me, all my baggage, all my stuff, I'll never be good enough. My only prayer, my only plea, the only hope for a sinner like me. There was a price I couldn't pay, but somebody did, and he's the only way. When I'm standing at the gate and it's all said, said I could come.
The Man on the Middle Cross. That's Scotty Inman with Jason Crabb and Charlotte Ritchie at number 6. The number 5 song on the Singing News chart is from Brian Free and Assurance. Lead singer Bill Shivers tells you what you can expect from a Brian Free and Assurance concert.
You're going to get a little country. You're going to get a little progressive. You're going to get a little southern, all thrown in together into a big pot. Stir it up. Turn the music up because you're going to like it.
Sounds like a good recipe there, Bill. Bill Shivers. And here is our number 5 song from Brian Free and Assurance, Grateful for the Gospel.
It's an old, old story, but it's never been more true, about a Savior and a sinner and the bridge between the two. Just an old rugged cross that paid redemption's price. And I've never been more grateful for the gospel of Christ.
I'm grateful for the gospel. It stood the test of time. The hill where Jesus gave his life, the place where I found mine. My refuge from the storms that rage, the rock on which I build my faith. I am grateful for the gospel. It's the reason
I am saved.
By the grace of Jesus,
I can go before the throne as one. and fully justified. And I've never been more grateful for the gospel of Christ.
I'm grateful for the gospel. It stood the test of time. The hill where Jesus gave his life, the place where I found
Insurance at number 5 with Grateful for the Gospel. The top 4 songs are ahead and a countdown bonus cut is coming up. I'm Rodney Balcom and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. My husband and I moved to the area 4 years ago and began looking for a church. Willow Valley was one of the friendliest churches that we encountered, and we decided to make it our church home. After some time there, we came to realize that many of the members were related to each other. Although we were not even from Wisconsin, this church made us feel like family. If you are looking for a church where you can be welcome like family, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast from WRCO. COFM.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see 6 more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and program vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Meyer Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
You're listening to The Gospel Greats on WRCO on a Sunday morning. Bo Hendricks with you as we listen to the tunes. Getting ready, we'll have our morning news at 8 o'clock, so stay tuned for that as well. Getting ready to head into a brand new week, some things you'll want to make note of. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Vernon County will be offering a free support group for individuals diagnosed with either early stage dementia or mild cognitive impairment. The support group provides an opportunity to learn more about your diagnosis and share your experiences with others on a similar journey. The support group meets the last Monday of each month at 10 at the McIntosh Memorial Library Conference Room in Viroqua. Red Cross Blood Drive's coming up Monday from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Recreation Center in Reedsburg. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can go online to redcrossblood.org. You can also download the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Highland Mobile Food Pantry will be holding a distribution Monday. The drive-through pantry starts at 4 and has no registration. They ask that you clear your trunk for space for your groceries. There will be no entry to the church. Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua will offer a free community meal Monday. That'll be from 5 to 6:30. All are welcome. And the Hildebrand Memorial Library Board of Trustees meeting is set for Monday. That'll be at 6 in the library club room. For today, well, sunshine is expected, but could be a little cool at times. Highs expected to be around 30, but with winds out of the west at 5 to 12, we could even see gusts up to around 20, leaving wind chills in the single digits. Tonight, mostly clear, lows of 16, west winds 10 to 20, and then a warm week coming up Monday, partly cloudy overall, with highs in the lower 40s. That will be welcome. Right now, though, it is a cool 2 degrees.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. We're up to number 4 with a great song from the Irwins called Red Words.
Red Words was written by Barbara Huffman and Rodney Griffin. In fact, one of the first Rodney Griffin cuts we've ever had. And the dude has pitched us so many songs. Yeah. We absolutely loved all of his songs. Yeah. And this one was incredible. We needed a Bible song. I don't know if we've ever done a honed in on a Bible song. And here we are with Red Words, talking about what Jesus said in Scripture. And radio's loving it. And so praise the Lord for it. I hope it's bringing encouragement to a lot of people, knowing that we can always go to those Red Words to find help and hope.
That's Keith Irwin, and here are the Irwins with Red Words at number 4.
When it's been one of those days, I don't know what to do or say. I find my hiding place in the Red Words. It's where God speaks truth to me and tells me what I need every time I read the Red Words.
Let not your heart be troubled.
By the Irwins. Before we hear the number three song, we have one more countdown bonus cut today by the Taylors from their album Peace, Love, Joy. God has heard your cry.
Downhearted Christian, I know you're weary of care.
Album Peace, Love, Joy, a countdown bonus cut. Hope you enjoyed that. And now back to the countdown at number three. It's the latest from Gold City, When It's Gone for Good. Danny Riley talks about the song.
One of the biggest weapons that Satan has is our past. He beats us over the head with it because he wants to steal our joy. He wants to make us ineffective. This song is just a great reminder that those sins are gone. We don't need to dwell on them because he's sure not dwelling on them.
That's Danny Riley, and here's Gold City from the album Right Now, When It's Gone for Good, at number 3.
You're a child of God, yes, it's true. The old has passed away and you've been made new. But you can't get past your past. You keep bringing it up again. Let me tell you, friend, when Jesus forgives your sin, it's as good as gone.
Top of the mountain, only 2 songs remain on the chart. Stay with us for the conclusion coming up in just a moment.
Although the cross of Christ represents suffering, we can also look at it as a new beginning and fresh hope for salvation when we call upon Christ's name. Your friends at Park Street Christian Church invite you to attend in person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew where the cross shines brightly every evening.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG.
so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweet's delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
WRCO Studios, powered by the energy and reliability of Meyer Oil and LP. Tune in and feel the warmth of our shared community spirit.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back to the countdown of the top 20 songs in Southern Gospel music. It won't spoil the surprise too much for me to tell you that the top two songs are by male quartets. At number two, Anthem Edition, Tim Rackley talks about Graveyard.
The song is a powerful message. You know, a lot of you hear songs like Good News from the Graveyard. But this one here, we were talking, it has more of a, it's more of a ballad, so to speak. And man, when you think about the line in it, you know, he's not there in the tomb, but he's not even in a graveyard because he never went, you know. And so it when they, you know, when you get into the line of Jesus Christ is risen, you know, just like he said, you know, and then it tells us, it challenges us to say, go and tell the good news to everyone that you meet. He ain't in the graveyard. Death has lost his sting.
That's Tim Rackley, and here's Anthem Edition with Graveyard at number two.
His friends in disbelief, the Savior laid in the grave. How could this be? They'd seen him crucified, they watched him die, but someone said he's risen and Jesus is alive. Oh, he ain't in the graveyard. Why see thee among the dead? Jesus Christ is risen, just like he said. Lost its sting. Somewhere in Jerusalem, there's an empty tomb. And if we listen, it's telling me and you. The grave has lost the victory. Death has been denied. Jesus is alive and well. Like he said, go and tell the good news, tell everyone you meet. He ain't in the graveyard. Death has lost its sting.
Don't weep, don't cry. Jesus is alive.
lost its sting.
Number 2, Graveyard from Anthem Edition. At the top of the chart, we enjoyed the new single from the Down East Boys. Ricky Carden talks about something to shout about.
I think the energy of the song comes through with not just the track, but with the vocal. And I love how we split it up. Every guy has a piece of each verse. And on stage, we're tossing it back and forth to the different guys. But what a cool message. No matter where you are in your life, we've always got something to shout about. We've always got something to be happy about and proclaim. Because even in our worst days, God's always so good to us. Even on the times that maybe we're tired or the bank account's empty or things just aren't going our way, man, we can always step back and see that there's always somebody in a lot worse shape than we are. And how grateful we should be for what he's already done for us. Man, he's already paid a price for us. And if we're Christians today, if we're saved and set free, then we've already got a reason to shout. We're victorious. And so I hope the folks, when they hear this, don't just hear the fun lyric, but I hope they catch on to that. We have a victorious life we can live, and we can have joy in our heart every day. And we've got something to proclaim and shout about every day that we wake up.
That's Ricky Carden, and here are the Down East Boys at number 1, Something to Shout About.
Salvation story written for you and me.
Jesus, God's only Son, died for sin at Calvary.
He was laid in a garden tomb, and in 3 days death was defeated when he conquered the grave.
That's something to shout about.
Child of God, well, my friend, you're just like me.
Jesus has brought us all from death to life. Come on, can anybody testify?
That's something to shout about.
With Something to Shout About, the number one song that will appear in the February edition of the Singing News magazine. And that'll wrap things up for the program today. All of the music heard on the program is available at singingnewsstore.com. Again, that's singingnewsstore.com. If you have a request that you'd like to hear on a future program, give us a call on our 24-hour request line at 1-800-452-1473. Don't worry, you won't have to talk to a live person. It's a recording. 1-800-452-1473. Coming up next week, our featured artist will be the group Heart to Heart.
This new addition with Riley and Ashley has just changed the whole dynamic of the sound, the whole dynamic on stage, and we're just really enjoying what we're calling 2.0.
Heart to Heart coming up next week. I'm Rodney Balcom. Thank you for listening today. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know him and to make him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
WRCO Studios, powered by the energy and reliability of Meyer Oil and LP. Tune in and feel the warmth of our shared community spirit.
Just a few short years on down the road, that same old man was ready to go. But his little grandson looked up with tears in his eyes. He said, "Boy, I'm gonna miss you too. Son, I know I'll see you soon. Now before I go, I just want you. Just inside the gate, don't lose hope. Or be there, won't be long to wait. Or with the Lord, your lifetime will be like an hour or two.
just inside the gate. Don't lose hope. For me there won't be long to wait. For with the Lord your lifetime will be like an hour or two. So by tomorrow morning I'll be there smiling back at you. I'll meet you there. Thank you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Trump touting his no tax on tips plan at a rally last night in Las Vegas, a city heavily dependent on the service industry.
I spoke to many of the supporters here earlier who told me that this policy would make a big difference in putting more money in their pockets. But it's unclear if this would get through Congress, given concerns about how it would increase the debt and also concerns that it would be unfair to workers who don't make tips.
ABC's senior White House correspondent Selena Wang traveling with the president. South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol has been indicted on charges of leading an insurrection. That, according to leaders of that country's opposition party. Yoon declared martial law in the country last month, which was struck down by South Korea's assembly hours later. He's the first sitting president to face criminal charges while in office in South Korea's history. And Italian tennis champ Jannik Sinner has taken home his second Grand Slam title at the Australian Open. This is ABC News. For months now, people have been raising their eyebrows around Bend, Oregon, where someone has been adding googly eyes to public pieces of art. Now, the culprit is coming forward.
Jeff Keith is the founder of a Bend-based nonprofit combating human trafficking, and he says he used duct tape to lock down those googly eyes found on two sculptures last year. Keith says it was meant as a prank and a way to cope from the emotional toll of his work. The city, though, didn't think it was as funny. Back in December, sharing photos of the googly eyes, saying it could damage the original art and cost a lot of money to remove. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Only four teams remain in the hunt for this year's Super Bowl title, and two conference championship games kick off today. Philadelphia will host Washington at 3 p.m. Eastern, followed by the Bills-Chiefs showdown in Kansas City a few hours later. Super Bowl 59 is currently set for February 9th in New Orleans, and if football is not your thing, Kendrick Lamar's doing the halftime show.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby is hosting a health and wellness event on Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the